Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing on our mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. The Cave of Carbanog is a loathsome sight, for outside the dark aperture lay scattered the bones of 50 or more warriors, and here, we are told, death awaits us all with nasty, big pointed teeth. Yes, this is the famous killer rabbit from the 1975 film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And the audience indeed gets to watch on as the otherwise normal-looking white rabbit commences to slaughter medieval knights right and left until the knights of the Round Table do finally defeat the creature with the aid of the legendary holy hand grenade of Antioch. It's a wonderfully absurd scene, and of course the obvious reason for the absurdity is that rabbits of the natural world are generally noted for their bashfulness in the wild and their docile nature in domesticated settings. This seems to be true of all extant rabbits and hares of the family Leoporidae, and even such prehistoric examples as Gnarlagus rex, which would have been about six times the size of a living rabbit, were largely herbivores. Though to be sure, rabbits are capable of eating their own young, and there are also anecdotal reports of rabbits scavenging meat in the wild. So the mere idea of a killer rabbit is, of course, again, inherently absurd. Whether we're talking about the killer rabbit of Carbanog or the giant rampaging rabbits of 1972's Night of the Lepus. Though I suppose I'm willing to give giant rabbits in a largely barren environment the benefit of the doubt. Still, the idea is inherently silly, so silly that the notion of a killer rabbit continues to resonate in varying areas of discourse. Just as one quick example, and again, this one is from the 1970s, in which there was a fair amount of killer rabbit excitement, obviously, as Gary Bettel wrote in a 1977 paper in the New Scholasticism, quote, "To find a carnivorous rabbit would indeed so upset our system of knowledge that we might hesitate to classify the newfound entity as a rabbit." But the idea of a killer rabbit is not just a comedic obsession of the 70s. No, the idea actually goes back hundreds of years at least. The facade of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France features an image of a knight fleeing from a rabbit, an image that reportedly inspired the Python filmmakers. Such a fearsome rabbit also pops up in the medieval literary cycle of Reynard the Fox, again, as an absurdity, an example of extreme cowardice. And as pointed out on the British Library's excellent medieval manuscripts blog, the motif of illustrated fearsome rabbits in medieval manuscripts dates back to at least the 1170s, when we see a rabbit threatening a knight in the Arnstein Passional. Such rabbits typically pop up in decorated initials and marginalia, so not central illustrations, but illustrative flourishes that often celebrated absurd notions of the world turned on its head. Later centuries also gave us more manuscript illustrations of rabbit mischief. The Smithfield Decretals of the 1340s includes images of man-sized rabbits shooting a hunter with a bow and arrow, and then later we see another man-sized rabbit assisting in the judgment and summary execution of the hunter. The final image shows one of the rabbits beheading the hunter with a greatsword. So clearly this is all in good fun, and this is just one example, but I highly recommend you check out that 2021 blog post, Medieval Killer Rabbits, When Bunnies Strike Back, for more examples. Clearly, the oxymoronic power of the killer rabbit has stood out to us for some time, and it will continue to resonate with us as the cute threat, the thing that couldn't possibly rise up and eat us, bite our head off, or sentence us to death by beheading. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.